Maudsley by Joseph Lindsay. The boy singer was Max Carsley. The male singer was George Gillespie. Sound recordist, Joe Atchison. Script editor, Polly Thomas. Producers, Matt Thompson and Francis Burns. The Go-Between was directed by Matt Thompson and was a Rocket House production for BBC Radio 3.
And you can hear The Go-Between again for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website. Well, there's no drama on 3 as such next week, but we will be spending a dramatic evening at the Royal Albert Hall. The proms begin on Friday night, in case you'd forgotten, and next Sunday evening, Sir John Eliot Gardner will be conducting a concert performance of Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande. That begins on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. This Sunday evening, it's fast approaching 1 minute past 10. High time for World Roots with Lucy Duran.
In October 2011, World Roots went to Bamako to visit the young rapper Amkoulel. He's one of the best-known rap stars in Mali. His music is rooted in the country's rich musical traditions, with songs that critique social problems and also speak of a hope for the future. We wanted him to show us his Bamako. The programme you'll hear is that weekend, a few days meeting young musicians full of dreams in a relaxed and vibrant city, bursting at the seams with music. Earlier this year, though, things changed dramatically in Mali. On March 22nd, the military seized power from the democratically elected President Amadou Toumani Touré, and Mali entered a political crisis, the likes of which hasn't been seen since its independence from France in 1960. This has led to instability and severe economic hardship, and in some cases, artistic repression, creating an atmosphere that's not favourable to music making. The famous wedding parties in the streets of Bamako are apparently just beginning to happen again. But the musicians we've spoken to talk of living in a climate of fear. Some are trying to leave the country, and as Amkoulel commented in a recent phone call from Bamako, it's like tomorrow doesn't exist. The British government currently advises against all travel to Mali, whose situation it describes as volatile. So the programme you're about to hear could not have been made today. It's also clear that whilst the music that's such a key part of Mali's identity is still being played at weddings and in homes, the sense of creative freedom that we experienced when we were there seems to be on hold. So, this is what happened when World Roots visited Amkoulel in Bamako, Mali, in October last year. And we started off in his parents' house, sharing a meal. Amkoulel, what do we have here in front of us?
We have tigadige, peanut sauce with goyo. How you say that in English, goyo? Goyo is the name in Bamana.
Goyo is bitter tomato.
Bitter tomato.
It looks like a tomato, but it tastes like aubergine, but,
exactly,
but aubergine more bitter.
And we have also fish and hot chili coming from Mali.
Fantastic. And look at the colour of this sauce. Oh, it's deep, deep red
and, you eat
and
it
brown
with
and really thick.
Exactly.
Expertly cooked by your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yo, what you say da? Farafina, para what you say da? We keep telling my journey now. What you say da? Farafina, para what you say da? Farafina wili kabo nogola, farafina tamai kusunjata, yera mahoraya, watisera bara, farafina bara watisera, farafina wili kabo nogola, farafina tamai kusunjata, yera mahoraya, watisera, farafina bara watisera, farafina wili kabo nogola, farafina tamai kusunjata, yera mahoraya, watisera bara, farafina bara watisera.
But we haven't actually come all the way to Mali,
yeah,
to Bamako, where we are now, the capital of Mali, just to taste your mother's cooking.
Everybody's welcome.
although I can see that it's certainly worth a long trip. But actually, we've come because you are Mali's best known young rapper, and you are going to take us on a trip around this city, around Bamako,
yeah,
to introduce us to the new generation of musicians.
Yeah. Young kids, everybody listen to hip-hop. But even if people listen a lot to hip-hop, it's different because when they're listening to hip-hop, rappers are used to speak about problems more than talking about the history, like what the Jelly are doing and the Kuyo are doing here in Mali. The Jelly and rappers don't have the same role in the society here.
So we're talking here about the griots, who are known locally as Jelly.
Exactly.
And they're the hereditary musicians.
Exactly.
And actually, Amkulel, outside Mali, we probably hear more griot music than any other kind of music from this country. So I'm going to be introduced to something that I know very little about with you.
Yes.
And I'm really, really looking forward to it. But also, you'll have to allow me, I'm going to take you to hear some young musicians from the griots.
Okay, I know that I will like it, I'm sure.
And very, very special, you are going to be doing an acoustic session with local instruments.
Yeah, no problem. After eating.
After eating?
Yeah.
Are you going to serve, or am I just going to look at this food?
So good. Ready?
Oh, yes, very, very, very. So Amkulel, you've brought me to a neighborhood in the southern part of Bamako, south of the river.
Yeah.
It's late afternoon, the sun is going down, it's about 5:30.
Yeah.
This is a good time for people to talk, to sit in the street.
To have tea.
To have tea and to have these, you have these social gatherings, don't you, which you call grain.
Yeah, the grain. So it's like when you met your friend in the pub. It's the same version, but it's outside without beer. It's with tea, and we listen to music and we talk about life, about politics, about a lot of things. It's with friends, parents, about a lot of things. This is the Papi Kante, my beat maker.
Papi Kante, you have brought together this group of friends.
It's like this everywhere. If you leave that street, here you will find one grain. You will find a grain everywhere in Bamako. Yeah, everywhere.
Is it always men?
It's always men. Always men.
Because the women are indoors doing the
work.
They are
inside, not outside.
And I see that you've got fried plantain, you're serving tea. There's always someone fanning the embers that heat the tea. And it's very, very sweet, but very strong.
Moi, c'est Papji Dangeli. Odedo, Ijodedo, Disigosi for Sodedo, Disigosi for so lucky Kafra Finiake Tari, Nasugo, Laturaki Limalira Puturo Ferry, Odekama, Waklo Barca began Jukoro Matinchi, Wakati Gelamancha Mantemena, Kumajusugu Berdo Fora, Waklo Barca Sabuyala, Alabekan Sawili, Papi, Beatmaker, Migiri Migiri Migiri, Amkulel, Young Cage, Migiri Migiri Migiri, Kumacha Mancha Mambana Tamanini.
But this is my first time ever to participate in a grand. I mean, what is it about hip hop that you like? There are so many kinds of music here in Mali. Why hip hop?
Donc moi j'ai choisi le rap parce que c'est un moyen pour moi de m'exprimer.
I have chosen hip hop because it's a good means for me to express myself. Since I come from the ghetto, I talk about stuff that we live every day in the ghetto. Poverty and so on and so forth.
Dans la société, tu vois tout quoi. C'est un peu le truc que j'aime dans le rap.
I mean, what I like into hip-hop is it's a means of expression for people who cannot talk. straightforward, so it allows me to talk.
Is there something unique about Malian hip-hop? Is it different from other kinds of hip-hop?
I think that Malian hip-hop, we use a lot our traditional instruments, so we can see that in African countries where people speak English, they use less traditional instruments, maybe because of the language, because they are more influenced by the hip-hop coming from the US. But here in Mali, we don't really understand what's about in the songs coming from the US. So we are more influenced by the style, but we are still keeping our lyrics, our things, and our traditional. And here in Mali, the traditional instruments are very, very important still in Bamako. Yeah.
Papji, outside Mali, we hear a lot of the music of the griots, the famous storytellers. You're not a griot, but do you see yourself in some way as a storyteller?
No, but moi je chante.
He raps. He tells the truth. He talks about his own experience of life. He's traveled within Mali and he's seen that people have food problems, water problems, there are no trees, and the government has forgotten. So those are issues he likes talking about.
Do you think that people listen to hip-hop? And do you think hip-hop can make any difference?
Si, ça fait changer parce que ça a poussé des jeunes. Par exemple, Tata Pam.
Yeah, it can. And I have noticed that it can change people's attitude. When you take the example of Djukroma Tinti from Tata Pam or Sunkuba, that ask young people to go and work, he has personally seen his friends being motivated by such a song.
Et je voudrais dire effectivement que le rap...
Amblel thinks rap weighs a lot now in the society, especially with young people. Now, he's noticed that politicians during their political campaigns now all need rappers to draw young people along with them.
So do you think that you can feel the pulse of Bamako in Malian rap?
Yeah.
More than in any other kind of music right now?
Yeah, I think more than. Because rap music is like a kind of jazz. Because we're using influence coming from Ivory Coast with Coupe de Calais. We use our Mandeng style, Griotine style too. In Malian hip-hop, we use flavors coming from electronic music or coming from the other part of the world. And also we talk about things that happen every day, because every day people write new songs. But we also have our traditional music who talk about what we have, the heritage, the gift that we have from the parents. And it's different faces of Mali. But if you want to get the pulse of today, I think that you can find it quickly in hip-hop, in Malian hip-hop.
This song is Sini. Sini means tomorrow in Bamana. It's like a prayer. Yeah, it's a message to God about problems, trouble, and a lot of things. Hope, love, in Mali, in Africa.
So the lyrics of this song say, poverty pushes the head of the family to steal from his country. The loss of hope drives the mother into prostitution. Poverty pushes children into exile. Because of the loss of hope, the streets are packed with child beggars. Only work will take us out of this misery. Without sacrifice and effort, things will only get worse. Only work can make Africa independent of others. One says only famine, war, and diseases are ravaging Africa. Let's stand up and work to change this.
Ha! Beni Haminako, Beni Joranako, Beni Haminako, Beyalala, Beni Haminako, Beni Joranako, Beni Haminako, Bekulela, Nebakedi, Nebakechogodi, Dongodo, Nebe Alla Delimba for dear, Nebafo Chogodi, Dongodo, Nebe Masadelimba Kedi. Neba kechogodi, dongodo, nebe ala delimba fodi. Neba fochogodi, dongodo, nebe masa delime masa ala deli farafina kaboti bila masa ala deli. Senitaka noko ya masa ala deli farafina kaboti bila masa ala deli. Fanga chogu beka ba masa ala deli malika lampo kanyana bo masa ala deli shia wolo makadabla masa ala deli. Senitaka noko ya masa ala deli 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 ha. Beni haminako, beni joranako, beni haminako, beyalala, beni haminako, beni joranako, beni haminako, bekulela, neba kedi, neba kechogodi, dongodo, nebe ala delimba fodi, neba fochogodi, dongodo, nebe ala delimba kedi, neba kechogodi, dongodo, nebe ala delimba fodi, neba fochogodi, dongodo. Alani sega sababu, walba be sungoro bagiala. Alani kono na fili sababu, jamana diombe puli kata koka. Alani sega sababu, sabadala meleke nube krebu yala. Alani kono na fili sababu, dutigi kuturo beshwenina. Alani sega sababu, walba be sungoro bagiala. Alani kono na fili sababu. Jumbe puli kata koka Alani sega sababu Sabatala meleke numbe krebu yala Alani konona fili sababu Neba kedi neba kechogodi Dongodo nebe ala delimba fodi Neba fochogodi Dongodo nebe masa delimba kedi Neba kechogodi Dongodo nebe ala delimba fodi Neba fochogodi Dongodo nebe ala deli
Well, the second largest city in Mali is Ségou, and Amkulel and I have come here. It's about a 3.5 hour drive.
Yes.
Kind of a scary road. And we've come here because there's a wonderful group of musicians. They're brothers, they're mainly brothers, and they are of the Bobo ethnicity, and they play fantastic music.
Yeah. I grew up with this kind of music. Bobo music have a lot of swing, and it's very easy to rap on Bobo's music, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because they have a lot of rhythm, a lot of swing, and it's cool, it's great to dance on it.
I don't remember exactly where the Dambelés live, so Baba Dambelé, the eldest brother, is coming to meet us. So here we are, stood at a petrol station by a main road,
so wait
waiting for the Dambelés.
Where is the Dambelé?
Ça va?
On va?
Oui, on y va. Let's go. This is a welcome song for us, and we should go inside the house. Where there's a great scene. So we've got the brothers here playing three balafons and lots of drums. This is our welcome song, Abkulen.
Yes. So you have to dance.
So
Baba explained the name of the song in Bobo, one of the language of Mali. He's a Bobo, and he explained that the song is about that you can do things when you are hungry. So you need to eat, to do music, to do anything in life. So it's very important to have the stomach full. Thank you.
here we are in the house of the Dembélé brothers and cousins. There are nine of them in the group. They, all of them have the surname Dembélé. And you're all young. I don't know, how old is the oldest of you and how young is the youngest?
The older is 32 years old in the crew Dembélé's family, and the youngest is 16 years old.
Then you have little Danielle right here, who's 7 years old and who's already an astounding musician.
He's here, right. He's coming back, the next generation.
So your Bobo, which is a completely different ethnicity from the Mandé, from the Bambara, for example, how are you different?
The difference, they are almost playing the same way because they are playing on two balafons at the same time, like the Manga does. But they have two keys different between the Mandé balafon and their balafon. So it's the only difference, and the language is different. The way that Manga are singing and the way Bobos are singing is different. But the technique is almost the same.
Baba, have you heard of Amkulel? Do you know Amkulel's music?
He said that nobody can say that you never heard about the lion. Maybe you never see him, but you already heard about him.
Because Amkulel was saying when we were coming here that Bobo music is really good with rap because it's got a great rhythm.
They even can rap on Bobo's music, yeah.
So can you do a rap here?
Calling the little brother to come to represent rap music in Bobo.
Wezi warane ci ngache ibe bo fara telma nge nga flobe ci fuba flobe be fara banani rapula minu be de dafara mani frappi ngache ika kulshi be be fara ne ka flo akuro kura ala dama fara rapu ko lamboto fle botofle telma botofle ni kalama mc ikanijo farma ba de be kana klama ba de be kana aha.
So that's the 16-year-old.
Yeah,
he's the youngest.
He did an ego trip. He said that he's the number one. He represents hip hop from Mali and like saying I'm the best. Yeah, why he's rapping? Great.
Excellent.
Bon, morning.
So this song is about unity and brotherhood because they are all brothers playing music together. So they have been inspired by another song, but they change a lot of things and create their own music with it, and they call it Kono Mangambora, so the crying of the songbird.
Well, here we are. This is the place to buy the cassettes.
Yeah, exactly. We are next to Malimag in the big market, Grand Marché, Suguba, in Bamana. And here you can buy a lot of CDs, cassettes from Malian African artists. And you have a lot of kind of copies, legal and illegal copies. So it's the way it is here.
Let's go. This is a fabulous collection. It's just an incredible variety. And one of the things that really strikes you when you look at this board full of CDs and then cassettes just piled, I mean, thousands of cassettes here. One of the things that a lot of the faces are faces that are completely unknown outside Mali.
Yeah, exactly.
These are just local artists.
Here you can get all the music, local artists known, and young artists who are beginning. Yeah.
One CD is $1,000, $2. Original is $10. What do you prefer?
Are these all legal?
Not all.
Are they all copyright protected?
Some of them, but almost are not protected.
But I mean, it is one of the big problems of being a musician in this country.
Yeah, it's very complicated because here for the artist and for the people who are selling music too, it's very hard because there is not protection about that. So it's very hard to live when you're doing music here. But when you're doing griotisme or you're a jelly, it's different because you are directly paid when you sing during the sumu or the other kind of event. Exactly. But for the artist, it's only the respect of the copyright that can help us to keep on doing what we do. And it doesn't exist in Mali and in Africa. Yeah. Mm.
You have a story about this, don't you, Kulel?
Yeah, something like in 2002, 2003. We went in the market and took all the CDs and the illegal copies of cassette. We took in 5 or 4 hours more than 200,000 illegal copies. Very easy to find it. So after we went to the Minister of Culture and we destroyed it there and was asking for more protection. And they promised to do a lot of things, but now I think the problem is international. Because now on internet, on the cell phones, you have the music, so it's different now, yeah.
Well, Amkulel, am I going to be able to find one of your cassettes here?
I don't know, we can ask.
Yeah, shall we ask?
Yeah. Est-ce que Amkulel racede wa wula ano? Rapu wa wula, Amkulel. No, don't get it.
They probably took one look at you and thought, we better say no.
No.
The next song is Naïdan. It's a mix between Naïdan and Les Soirées à Bamako. Les Soirées à Bamako is like a joke because we have Les Dimanches à Bamako. It's about weddings. So Les Soirées à Bamako, it's about the nights in Bamako because we like to party here too. So it's a big up to Amadou and Mariam, Tanti, Tonton. So I have social engaged lyrics, but I also have songs about having fun, party, and there is always a message in the different songs because in the soirée in Bamako, I talk about drinking too much alcohol in the night and what can happen during the night, okay? Yo,
Well, it's Sunday morning here in Bamako, and I have to say I'm really looking forward to the next bit of our trip around Bamako, because you're going to show me something that's very, very special, very specific to this city.
Yeah, today I will bring you to different kind of wedding parties, sumu, and you will see how we
celebrate weddings.
We celebrate weddings here in Bamako. Yeah, it's very special.
With lots of music.
A lot of music, a lot of clothes, a lot of gold, money, jelly.
Griots.
Griots, exactly.
So this is really what wedding parties are all about. It's the griots come, the jellies, and they sing praise songs for the family,
exactly,
for the couple who are getting married.
Yeah, because in Mali we have three parts. We have the traditional wedding, the religious wedding, and the civil wedding. Each ethnic community have his own rules, way to be. And this is the Demba for Nyanaje.
So this is for the godmothers.
Yeah, exactly.
The godmothers, the greeting of the godmothers.
Exactly.
Or the music of the godmothers. Well, here we are. There's a sumu going on. There's a wedding party.
Yeah.
But I don't see any musicians.
There is a DJ. We call it a Balani show. So it's with a DJ. So there is some... It's not only musician, but the DJ puts records and sometimes people come to sing on a microphone. But it's still with jelly, with griot too.
And so what does it actually mean, Balani show?
Balani is the instrument of Balani, like xylophone. And show like a
balafon.
To make a show.
Ah.
Yeah, Balani
show. So they call it a Balani show, but there's no Balani.
Exactly.
And I see lots of women dancing
underneath
the canopy. This very hot afternoon in the south part of Bamako, south of the Niger River.
Yeah.
Another kind of sumu or wedding party.
Exactly. It's a sumu, the family, it's a Fulani family coming from the Wasulu.
From Wasulu region.
Wasulu region. So as the same region like Umu Sangare. So here you have a lot of Fulani jelly griot. Huh? Exactly. And the music too. Percussion.
It's different.
It's different, exactly.
Different, isn't it?
It's more traditional here. You don't have the DJ. Here is the traditional sumu
that's coming from the Wasulu.
Exactly.
And this is the roots of the music of Umu Sangare.
Exactly.
Amkula, we've seen in a very short space of time three completely different sumus.
Exactly, yes.
I guess what this means is that wedding parties are really important context for music of any kind.
It's very important for any kind of music, Malian music, because you see that the tradition is still alive, and it's an occasion to mix all generations, because we put all music, new music, and everything.
So the sumu, these wedding parties, on the one hand, you're conserving tradition.
Exactly, yeah.
And on the other hand, you're providing a context for creation and innovation.
Exactly, absolutely, yeah.
And you're keeping music alive.
Still alive, always alive, forever. She's thanking God. God will give us the chance to live this moment. Kanimba is an old song. This song is older than me. So she is thanking God because she got the chance to sing this song. Kanimba is a woman who was wonderful, amazing, who was respectful to the marriage. It's the reason why they sing to show their respect to Kanimba.
So they are all singing for Kaniba because marriage is about respect and modesty, and it's the reason why today women are all singing for Kaniba, who was an exceptional woman.
We're here on the bank of the great Niger River that flows through Mali in Bamako, in this hotel, the Mandé Hotel, where so many famous albums have been recorded. But we're here with a new generation of musicians, a group of six musicians led by the fabulous young singer Awa Kasemadi Diabate. So Amkulel, I think this is your first time to hear this group. So yeah. I'm kind of turning the tables on you because you have introduced me to rap here in Mali. And now I'm introducing you to the new generation of griot or jelly musicians.
And I thank you for that because it's my first time to hear the wonderful, amazing voice of Awa Kasemadi. It's crazy. I like it.
Awa, I consider you the young generation of griot singers. And I know that you come from a very deep and long tradition of important griot singers. Your father is the great singer, Kasemadi. So I'm interested in your perspective on where the art of the griot or of the jelly is today.
She says that today's jelly are lucky because before jelly was just singing for the Mansa, the kings, and for the big families and for the country, the Mali, for the name of Mali, for the honor, for the fame. But now young jelly can get the fame and the money. And the things are different because before jelly was doing just for the honor, but not always can live by the work that they are doing. But now they are more lucky because they still have the honor and the fame of doing this activity, but they also can live by doing this.
Awa, we're sitting here with Amkulel, who's like one of Mali's best known rap artists. And there are so many different kinds of modern music now all around us here in Mali. How do these new kinds of music affect you? Do you listen to them? Do you bring them into your music? Are you aware of them?
She says that she likes it too much, and she is also inspired by this, and she can also sing with rappers, and rap, even rap, is not a problem for her, even if she keeps our tradition alive.
So let's hear you do a rap. Oh, how exciting. That's Awa improvising with Amkulel, the rapper, right here on the Niger River. Amkulel, you're definitely going to have to put a little bit of griot or jelly music in your next album. Awa Kasemadi, thank you so much. Inimbara.
Si.
And now let's hear some more music from you.
This song is Musoya, what means in English womanhood. When women get married and get her husband's house, when you have to respect the father of your husband as being your own father, the mom as being your own mom and all their parents, so your children will grow up safely and be blessed. All your family will be blessed. Women rules the world. Without women, the world is not funny, is not good, is not positive. That is the meaning of the song. Thank you.
Fabulous weekend it's been.
Yeah.
Amkulel. What incredible music we've heard. Mm. What energy all these young musicians have, including your own excellent group.
Thank you.
So I'm very happy to have been introduced to this other side of Malian music, thanks to you.
You're welcome.
And you know, it's been really an eye-opener for me to see how important rap is, and to see it in a different light from the kind of my image, my slightly old school image of rap, to see that it really connects with people.
Because I think that here in Mali, if we are using rap music coming from somewhere else, we are trying to always use our traditional instrument and to keep on doing our traditional music but transformed.
But it's not just the music that's made Malian in the rap, is it? It's the way that you use rap as a continuation of social message.
Exactly, yeah, it's true. Because the rappers are supposed to be the voice of the voiceless, and it's always a reality, a truth here in Mali. Yeah.
The oral tradition.
Oral tradition, yeah.
So the oral tradition lives on through rap.
Yeah, lives on through rap, yeah.
Let's go for a jam session with Baba Yakuba Sisoko and Cri Cri. Let's go! This come from Bamako, Mali, represent. Bra! Kalani finya na, biki talama choni na,
The country is on its knees. Illiteracy is a great darkness. We've suffered too long from this darkness. People must be educated. Those are the words of Amkulel, recorded for World Roots in Bamako, Mali, back in October 2011. A message that's more relevant than ever today, and a real indication of the power of rap as a voice for the voiceless in Mali. You can follow the unfolding political situation in Mali on the Africa pages of the BBC News website, and there are photos from our trip on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. Next week, you can hear another location programme recorded at the French Institute in Mali last year. It's a roundtable discussion with some of the leading experts on the subject of tradition, modernity and authenticity in West African music since independence.
World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. And next week's programme, which Lucy just mentioned, is a little later than usual at 10:15 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3. Well, tomorrow is Monday, which means that Jez Nelson will be here tomorrow night with Jazz on 3 featuring the British trio Troika. That's from 11 tomorrow night. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now just after 11 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup, presented by Julian Joseph.
Good evening and welcome to a unique jazz lineup coming to you from the programme's home and the headquarters of BBC Scotland on the banks of the River Clyde at Pacific Quay, Glasgow. Over the next 90 minutes, we're going to give you a snapshot of the breadth of jazz being broadcast by the BBC in any one week and many of its presenters associated with those programmes. In session for us tonight, I'm delighted to welcome the incomparable and award-winning Scottish National Jazz Orchestra with their director, Professor Tommy Smith. And I think they deserve a massive round of applause. Now, later on, our very special guest will be joining the band, which will excite all of you and all of us. So we'll look forward to that. Well, let's get the show moving on with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra and a feature for two of their illustrious trumpeters, Ryan Quigley and Tom McNiven. This is Song for Barry. Thank you. Exciting stuff from the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, and that was Song for Barry, written by the great Michael Brecker. And it was arranged by Rich Shamaria. That featured the trumpet of Ryan Quigley and the flugel of Tom McNiven and the guitar of Kevin McKenzie. You're going to hear a lot of Michael Brecker's music tonight. To introduce the next item is a gentleman who presents his show from BBC Hereford and Worcester. His show goes out simultaneously on Radio Stoke in Shropshire on Wednesday nights from 7 till 9. Here is the presenter of that programme, John Hellings.
Musically, I grew up at a time when big bands still roamed the country and appeared in dance halls and theatres. My introduction to jazz came from the likes of Ted Heath, the Kirchin Brothers, and the Squadronaires. Now, it was a short journey from there to the pianoless magic of Jerry Mulligan, the piano artistry of Stan Kenton, and everything my limited pocket money would buy. All my mates were into someone called Elvis. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway. So now, to be able to share my love of a wide range and a great heritage of jazz with a like-minded audience is not only a great pleasure, but it's also a privilege as well. It's also good to be able to point them in the direction of new artists who appear on the scene. So much then for the aunt who once reassured my mother that liking jazz as a teenager was a passing fad and that I would grow out of it. I can assure you, I haven't. So while I've been delivering a very condensed life story, Julian has moved over to the piano and is ready to play a composition of his own, Barbara.